Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as of you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, I just want to shoot from the hip, because again, this is live radio, and we just heard the propagandists on the mainstream media once again fill your ears with a bunch of lies, because that's what they do. That's what they're paid to do. And you know how I revert back to the fact that the CIA controls the six corporations worldwide, mainly the mainstream media and their outlets globally? You know how I keep making reference to that? Well, you just heard during the break, friends, just to show you why it was that President Truman said that back in 47 he would have had nothing to do with the CIA. He called it the American version of the Gestapo. Why? Because they're dangerous, they're unconstitutional, and folks, what they have been responsible for since the inception is second to none. Second to none. You just heard about how they're having drug problems in other countries. Well, for those that didn't know, the Red Phoenix reported here, friends, that the CIA manages all drug trade, said the Mexican officials, okay? Now, you can't really blame the CIA, because what they're doing is supplying the demand, and the demand is coming from the people in those prospective countries. They're just taking control of it because they're capitalizing off of the wants of the people, right? But the fact of the matter is, it reverts back to, again, to show you how they are corrupt from the very inception as to who they are and what they do and what they're responsible for. You're led to believe that the CIA is an operation that's good. It operates outside of the United States of America, and it's always looking out for American interests. Baloney. Not true at all. But again, CIA manages drug trade, Mexican officials say. It's also interesting to note that many of the planes that have gone down in this particular case, April 25th, 2012, really easy to find, by the way, an American CIA plane said to be moving prisoners crashed in Mexico with 400 tons of cocaine. Wonder who's going to jail for that. Oh, yeah, that's just crazy. Just, you know, folks, just keep acting like it's not happening. Oh, it's happening. You better know it's happening, and you better know who's responsible for these operations. It is, in fact, the CIA, friends, okay? I can tell you that firsthand, by the way, through personal experience and testimonial, as, again, who's the responsible party when it comes to drug trafficking. The FBI is not void in this, not accusation, but truth when it comes to those that are helping traffic drugs through the United States of America. We also know as a fact that the FBI is a part of that, too. And I'm talking about the bad guys, not the good guys. Same thing with the CIA. I'm talking about the bad guys, not the good guys. So it should come as no surprise when you begin to hear these things. They always want to pin it on their political opposition. That's what they do. But if the American people take the time to understand who's actually responsible for trafficking the drugs, well, you would pin it on the right people rather than on an innocent people. It reminds me of, again, none other than Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drugger himself, who about 10 years ago, I got a whole article written about this. The mainstream media said not a peep to you about it. But the Ping Mei, his in-laws ship, Chinese owned, of course, that of Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, was actually busted with 90 pounds of cocaine, trafficking cocaine on the Ping Mei. Again, folks, so don't act like you don't know who's responsible for what's going on, because, again, in fact, it is happening here. Moving on to the next point before we get to the main topic, which is the Associated Press wants you to believe that a majority of Americans want masks back on. I didn't make that up. You can't make that up. Yes, they really want you to believe it, period. They want you to believe that the people want the masks on. I wonder who they're polling, honestly, because I've not met one person that said they wanted to wear a mask that the manufacturers state don't work. It's interesting as to how that works, isn't it? How they get that information? Yeah, that's pretty crazy. It's amazing what the mainstream media can get when it comes to the information they need or an interview that they need or want. Do you remember back during the time that they were, again, the CIA comes to my aid concerning that of the Osama bin Laden that was created? I didn't say that. The people in the West or the East said that he was a created monster that the CIA used to what? Create wars. Well, Al-Qaeda is how they were labeled. And what's interesting to note, friends, is they were labeled what they were labeled, namely Osama bin Laden. It's interesting that our military couldn't even find Osama bin Laden for 3 years. But somehow or another, CNN got a hold of him as he was out in the Middle East, in the middle of the desert, in a cave. And they actually interviewed him. And the American people believed it. This is just crazy. They're actors. That's why his master, not Satan, but his the other minion alongside of him, that of Mr. I'm thinking of the guy from Russian. He's a Russian revolutionary, and he was the guy that said they're called useful idiots. And he's exactly right. They're useful idiots. But for the sake of going there, I just want to show you how ridiculous it is, the things that they want you to believe, and yet they have no shame, and they keep doing it regardless. And the reason they keep doing it is because they can. They get away with it over and over and over again. We've hit that 1,000 times. But anyways, let's go forward now to that of Joe Biden. Okay, why is America confused? I'm going to show you why. I want to tell you something, America. I've said this before, and I'm saying it again. You're being laughed at by foreign countries in a very big way. I need to get to this really quick. This is a video of what you have tolerated concerning this disgraceful, treasonous Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, Joe Biden to allow to remain in the People's White House bewilders me to no end, but you are being laughed at in a big way for tolerating the likes of a Joe Biden. This is coming from Sky News, okay, Australia. And again, listen as to how you're being laughed at. And this will explain a lot. It really will.
Your leader of the free world.
Leader of the free world.
God bless you all.
He's shaking hands. There's nobody there, friends. Now he's turning around talking to somebody that's not there. What a disgrace. What a shame. Okay. And yet again, Americans are being laughed at. He's trying to find someone that will actually talk to him when he can't find that person. But again, this is what America tolerates, and it's exactly what America gets. I'm going to come right back to Matthew 15:14 in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, SOL Radio Live. Also check out, friends, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. As well, same thing going on over there. If you want to call in at any time again, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just wanted to replay this for you on social media platforms. This is the Australian media making fun of Americans. And it's funny, they're under a new world order, and yet they're making fun of the leader, as they call him, of the free world. We do not have leaders in this country outside of Christ. Do you understand? Article 6, Section 2, under God, we follow the Christ. That is the supremacy clause. We have a representative government. We do not have leaders in this country. I want to make clear that we all understand this. Listen to this, folks.
Folks, this is your leader of the free world, Joe Biden.
Thanks.
God bless you all.
His mind's gone, folks. The joke's on you. Don't tell me this guy does not have handlers. He's got something inside of him telling him everything he's supposed to do. We've seen it over and over and over again. And he's looking for someone to talk to him, and he can't find that person. And don't have pity on a person like this, friends. He's done everything that he's got coming to him right now. The fact of the matter is it's going to come to us, too, if we don't put a stop to all of this. Also wanted to highlight this, friends, Delta. Oh, thank you, Delta. They're to restore our privileges to travelers barred over mask violations. Well, I would be one of those guys. I would be one of those guys. And I want you to remember everything Delta did Everything that the corporations did in alliance, attempting to suppress your rights, and they did it illegally through, again, administrative law. Do not forget these people, friends. Justice must go forward, and it must fall upon the heads of these wicked individuals that think that they are, in fact, above the law. This is about having more control, friends. That's what this is. This is about having more control over your lives, and they did it together through this fascist state. And we as a people must put a stop to it, or it's going to continue on. Okay? Delta again wants to tell everybody, hey, listen, we're restoring your privileges to travel concerning the mask violators. Okay? It was never for them to take it away from us, friends. That's all we're trying to tell you. It was never for them to take it away from us. I just wanted to make clear everybody understood this, okay? I want you to see this, because this guy's seen right through it. Walter Hudson, I know him, he's from Minneapolis. He said it's important to note that we could have had this moment at any time. We never had to comply to this. We didn't need a judge to tell us it was okay, though we've been listening to them for the last 2.5 years, telling us everything our said representatives were doing was illegal. He said, we could have just taken them off en masse, and there could have been nothing any tyrant could have done about it. He's exactly right. Everyone obviously wanted to. So why didn't we? And I'm going to contrast this in just a moment, because the AP actually wants you to believe that most people want masks for travelers. Really? Where did they take that poll? Where did they take that poll? You guys all remember this from yesterday. And again, put this up against what the mainstream media and the useful idiots want you to believe. By the way, it was Vladimir Lenin that said that, calls them useful idiots. I just recollected his name just as I said it now. But do you guys remember this? I just played this yesterday. These are all the sheep bleeding when they were told by their master, Joe Biden, by their master, because these are all serfs. These are all sheep following the leader. And by the way, you just seen the video of Joe Biden when he was done talking, saying thank you, everyone. You can see he is literally out of his mind. He's not there. He's an empty suit. Okay? He's got one foot in hell and the other one on a banana peel, and he put himself there. And the people are allowing him to remain there. Okay? But what I want you to know is, you remember how aimless he was? Well, let's go over to that of Matthew 15:14, where it tells us in the King James Version, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And who was he talking about? He was talking about the people. And in this particular case, in America, we can call them the sheeple. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about everybody that was told by the captains on the airlines just yesterday and the day before, no longer do we have to make you wear masks. Listen to what the sheeple had to say in response.
We'll no longer enforce the federal mandate requiring masks in all U.S. airports and on foreign aircraft. Effective immediately, masks are optional for all airport employees, crew members, and customers inside U.S. airports.
Look at the sheeple, just going right along with all of it. This is from yesterday.
So, there's a question of where we stood today. We just got a message from our dispatcher. Are you ready for this? It says, good evening. In case you hear anything from passengers or flight attendants, masks.
Oh, listen to all the sheeple. They're so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at it. But the Associated Press wants you to believe everybody was going along with it. Is there someone on that plane that was not clapping and cheering? Look at this useful idiot. Look at her. The little steward is just going right along, taking orders. Because after all, friends, she's just doing her job, right? Or so she would have you believe. Look at these people. We don't have to do what our master says anymore. We're an embarrassment to ourselves, and we're an embarrassment to all of those around us, but we do it with a smile on our face.
Oh my God.
No wonder why the useful idiots continuously promulgate propaganda, because they know that people like this will go right along with whatever they say. America, as the Australian said, the leader of America, he's an embarrassment to the world. What about the people that follow the likes of a disgraceful, treasonous Joe Biden? They're just as shameful. These are all of these stewardesses and captains telling the people on airplanes they don't have to wear masks anymore. It's important that you see this, because the Associated Press wants you to believe that the majority of Americans want... Listen. And now everybody's clapping their hands, literally. They want you to believe, friends, that majority of people want their masks back on. Oh, he's saying no more masks, right? Oh, and everybody's happy about it. I just got to let this linger on, friends, just to show you how much of an embarrassment the American people are. Seriously.
All passengers and employees, masks are optional. Take them off, make yourself comfortable.
Oh, thanks, Delta. American Airlines, we're just going to act like you're not allied in this fascist state to control the lives of the people. This is one of the things that these fascists don't understand, is that control is wielded over them and their families as well, right? But this is what it means when the Bible says your sin will find you out, Numbers 32:23. Hey, but again, friends, pay attention. Associated Press wants you to believe that the majority of the people want masks on. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't pick and choose this. This is a whole stream, the compilation of the response of the people when they were told they didn't have to wear them anymore. They're playing Let's Celebrate, Celebrate, right? Yeah, they're so happy. Oh, my goodness. They're so happy. Aren't you so proud to be an American, friends? Oh, yes. Oh, I'm rejoicing with them. And I'm so grateful that Delta said that they're going to come out and restore my privileges, they said. Notice the word privileges, okay? Notice the word privileges. They are not privileges. They are God-given rights. The state would have you believe that their privilege is given unto you by the state. That is an evolutionary view of government. That is un-American, friends, okay? I thought this was the home of the brave. The land of the free? No. Just the exact opposite. The land of the capitulators when it's time to fight, Psalm 78, verse 9. And it's the land of the cowards that do what they're told, when they're told, how they're told, and who tells them. And they just do it. Seriously. I'm not just on this little rant of smacking down on the American people, but is anybody honestly embarrassed for this type of behavior? Because I am. Let me say this. And write it down and make it clear to all that Bradley Dean said, these are the type of people that do not deserve the freedoms that have been given unto them. They have no idea that men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that they themselves today are submitting to. Shame on you. We're going to come right back to the Associated Press.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A recommendation for a fourth COVID shot for the public may not come until there's a clear strategy in place. Some on the CDC's independent vaccine expert panel say a booster every 4 to 6 months isn't a realistic public health goal. One member, Dr. Sarah Long, says we need to focus on preventing hospitalizations and death instead of hoping vaccines can prevent infections. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claims sanctions are delivering a tremendous blow to Russia's economy.
The tremendous blow on the Russian economy resulting from our sanctions is only possible because of the breadth of our coalition.
Yellen talking with reporters during the Global Monetary Summit in Washington, D.C. She said the U.S. and allies will continue tightening the vise on Russia over its ongoing war against Ukraine. USA Radio News. Russia has tested a new nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying it's a unique weapon that can overpower any existing missile defense system. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the United States needs to upgrade our domestic nuclear missiles.
Joe Biden earlier this month canceled a routine missile test because he didn't want to do anything that would be provocative or escalatory. Right. And I think Vladimir Putin sees that the West is still on the back foot.
The White House says the test was announced ahead of time and that it has not deterred any plans to continue supporting Ukraine. Accused high school shooter Ethan Crumbly has a tentative trial date set for September 6th. Crumbly is accused of shooting and killing four students at Oxford High School just outside of Detroit in November. The 15-year-old will be tried as an adult and he will remain jailed and won't be moved to the juvenile detention center. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Like Elijah up on top of the mountain mocking all the false prophets. I really do. 1 Kings 18. It gets to the point where that's all you can do, friends, is mock them for their stupidities. And the people that follow this garbage blows me away. The blind lead the blind. And if that's what they do, they all end up in a ditch. And that's where they keep going back. And somehow or another, the party goes on. Party goes on. It kind of reminds me of that story of Noah, like everything was just normal. They were, you know, feasting, banqueting, they were marrying, and then all of a sudden it started to rain. Hey, folks, just wanted to let you know it's raining out. It's called Judgment, and we are in it today. One question before I take this phone call from Baltimore. Did anybody give their said representatives the thumbs up or the green light to Joe Biden to go ahead and take $500 million more to support the homosexual comedian actor that they call the president of Ukraine? I'm just curious because I didn't see that pass by the people. See, they're so used to operating above the people, they don't even follow the rule of law any longer. And what do you get from that? Lawlessness. We got Don calling in from Baltimore. What say you, Don?
Oh, it's Tom, Brad.
Oh, I didn't put it up there. Sorry about that, Tom. Forgive me.
I could be Don for today.
Okay. Well, we'll just...
Today's culture, Brad, I can be Dana today, right?
Well, I'm not going along with that, but okay. What say you? What say you,
of course,
Tom?
I'm being facetious.
I know you are.
I wanted to touch back on the first topic you brought back, but I can tie that in with the mask as well. You know, anytime you hear about disease control, poverty control, gun control, when it comes to the government, really just substitute people for whatever precedes control, because that's what it's all about, controlling people, and not for your benefit in most instances. I agree that the mask wearing should be a personal choice. I think it's ridiculous, and certainly it's unconstitutional for them to mandate any such thing. They really take it to the next level when they want to put a needle in your arm.
That's right.
And mandate that. These are real problems relative to what you had first broached in your show relative to the drug issue. There's another instance of the government lying to you and doing detriment to the people. We've got a problem with fentanyl, and we had, and I imagine still do, have a problem with crystal methamphetamine, because they crack down on doctors prescribing legitimate medications. And of course, when people want something, they're going to find a way to get it, whether it's cooking it up in their kitchen or importing it from somewhere else. They don't know what they're getting. You know, the DEA has an annual budget of over $30 billion. And how many commercials have you seen on TV or any effort on their part to use that billion dollars each year for harm reduction? You don't.
Yeah.
They're interested in prosecution and increasing their budget next year, maybe to $40 billion. Who knows? But I hope that one day you'll dedicate an entire show, maybe a Saturday show, because it's worthy of more than just 1 hour, to the whole issue of what's going on with the drug war. Even the government tells on itself. If you happen to look on any of their websites or the reports that they put out, you've got multiple agencies that are dealing with a quote-unquote drug war, and their statistics do not match.
For instance, no, it doesn't.
The information from the Office of National Drug Control Policy out of the White House will give you different figures than the CDC, which gives you different figures than the DEA themselves in their annual National Drug Threat Assessment Report. So they tell you that they're lying. All you've got to do is do your due diligence and look at the numbers.
Yes,
I encourage everybody to do that.
Yeah, I can run the channel on several of the issues of what you're talking about. But really what it comes down to, even at least on my front, in front of me and my plow, is even in public schools, they're teaching kids how to make crystal methane. They're telling them where to go to get it, how to buy it, how to make it. And then they wonder why they have a crystal methane problem. They introduce them to it. It's all Russian-style indoctrination. And here's the other thing to that. The government's been busted with smoking gun in their hand a million times since I've been on this planet. How many of them have been prosecuted? The only ones that get prosecuted are those that tell on those that are responsible for violating law. And that happens because the American people sit down and they allow it. And again, Tom, I wish I could run from that. But the fact of the matter is over and over and over again, when I read the word, the Lord says, take heed unto yourself. Take heed unto yourself. Keep your soul diligent. Keep your soul diligently. Keep my law. You will prosper. Keep my judgments. You will be safe. The people don't want that. They're entertained out of their freedoms by watching people literally destroy their country. And this country is being turned into hell because of what the American people tolerate. There is no nice way to say that. But that's what's happening, Tom. No question about it.
You bring up some great points, and I'll leave you with this last and final thought. If there's one good thing that has come from the tyranny and oppression with the COVID mandate and shot, It's that I think that people are starting to learn, albeit the hard way, that the government is not coming to the table with clean hands. And in
fact, never will.
They're coming to the table to do you harm. And I think more people are starting to realize that. I just hope we reach the tipping point sooner than later.
Yeah, and what sickens me about it, I'm going to answer off air. Tom, thank you for the call, my friend. I totally appreciate it. What sickens me about it, it's always the corrupt blaming somebody else for what they're guilty of. Everybody's prosecuted for crime when it comes to the common man, but when it comes to the corrupt, they get away with it because the American people do not realize that they are the government. When that happens, it's all going to switch just that quick, but not until then. Not until then. And it's bothersome. I wanted to highlight this, too. We just heard on the heartbreak from the propagandists, and that's what they are. They're paid propagandists, parroting what they're told to parrot from the teleprompters. They were talking about how every 6 months you need to get a booster. So what are they doing? They're forecasting more of this. They're still driving the same narrative concerning the fear, which has been the pill in the jam, to not only force you to wear a mask that doesn't work, said Anthony Fauci, but he's also the one responsible for talking out of both sides of his mouth, and the people listen to him, and they're confused, and then they wonder why. Read Daniel 9:7, you'll wonder why. You'll wonder why. And you'll understand why. And you'll understand why. But here's the thing. They're just forecasting more of this because, and they keep driving the same narrative, because they still see that the people don't mean what they say. The people that are taking it to the corrupt are caught up into the courts that are corrupt. The corrupt want the people to meet them in court. And lawfully, that's how it should be done. But it shouldn't cost the common man $250,000 to lay it to the charge of the guilty now, should it? See how they've created a bureaucracy out of the system, folks? And people are growing sick and tired of that. They're growing sick and tired of not receiving the justice that the law promises. And they understand that many of these said judges are themselves corrupt. People are tired. Listen to me, bad guys. People are tired. They're sick and tired of you operating with a free hand, acting arbitrarily as a despot, acting as if you're a government unto yourselves. Nobody gets justice unless the people labor and suffer to get it, to pay you off. That is not the system of justice. Folks, if that's the case, then the American people must become the justice. And this is what I keep, I shouldn't say alluding to, but pointing to. And I can't tell you how that drives me. It drives me. Because understanding the judgment of God upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9, is exactly what you're looking for. But it's not going to come from them prosecuting each other. That must come from the said the people to their representatives. And I'm talking about lawfully. But again, keep in mind, the system's now set up against the people where you have to pay for justice. And how often do you pay for justice and don't get justice? And if you do, it's partial. And the bad guy never goes to jail. See, that's why you have vigilante justice. That's why you have vigilante justice. And it weakens the government in the face of the people. They don't realize that. They're losing credibility day by day by day by day by corrupting a system of law. Nobody wants that. And again, judges are to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. We're not seeing that. I wanted to show you as to how they are further forecasting. Did you see that the CDC just took it another step? CDC has no lawful authority. Again, I've been down this road 100 times with you. It's administrative law. It's unconstitutional. It's not for the government to look at the CDC and say, you can have this authority now. Nope. The people never gave it to them. But the CDC now launches a new disease outbreak forecasting center. Whoa. Is that not telling? Oh, you better know it's telling, friends. We're going into some seriously dangerous times. Things aren't going to get better. Go ahead, mark them down. They're going to get worse because the people still have not realized that they have offended a just and a holy God. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let me show you a couple more things, folks. And then I just posted the article that I was highlighting today concerning the Associated Press wants you to believe that a majority of Americans want masks back on. I still haven't met that person, but again, they want you to believe it. And I know that there's a fool enough out there concerning some people that they'll believe it. It's completely untrue. As I played that video on plane after plane after plane after plane of the sheep bleeding, these serfs were bleeding when the master told them that they could take them off. Embarrassing. But in saying that, I just posted that on the social media platform in the comments section, just so you know. Also wanted to let you know, too, they were talking about you getting another booster every 6 months. Roderick Pooh Clark from the 90s R&B group High Five dies mysteriously at 49 years old. Boy, folks, you can stay online all day just seeing all the people that are falling over dead. And it's interesting how they give you some sort of explanation as to how they died or what they died from. Cause of death unknown. Or you might get one like this. This is another guy. This was just the end of last week. This guy right here, DJ Clay Slay, passes away at 55 after three-month battle with COVID-19. Remember how they're paid if on the coroner report that if they died from COVID, they get paid to report it as such. Guaranteed they were all inoculated. with these experimental jabs. And for those that still think it's a good idea, here's some more truth that just came out recently. This is a recording of the AstraZeneca CEO, Pascal Soriot. He says, millions of immunocompromised people can't be compromised. Or I'm sorry, he said they can't be vaxxed. You must see this before the end of the show and hear this. This is another Project Veritas expose. And again, folks, look what's happening. And yet this is the facts of the matter that the mainstream media keeps setting a narrative in contrast to. In other words, they keep lying to you, but you have to get the truth from outlets like ours in telling you the truth, even when it comes straight from their own mouths. But the mainstream media keeps telling you, you need another booster. You need another shot. America, you're going to have to let them feel your steel and mean what you say. Check this one out.
A number of people cannot be vaccinated.
On a company-wide Zoom call on December 3rd, 2020, AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot stated millions of people with immune deficiencies can't be vaccinated. Even back then, he saw enormous potential in monoclonal antibody treatments.
Like if you have an immune disease, lupus, or some other immune condition, you cannot be, or multiple sclerosis, you cannot be vaccinated. So there are millions of people in the world that will need a protection that cannot be coming from a vaccine. So the long-acting antibody has enormous potential. This long-acting antibody is quite unique.
This is directly from the CEO of AstraZeneca.
Potentially will last more than 6 months, up to potentially 12 months. And protect people for a long period of time.
Monoclonal antibody treatments were known to be effective relatively early in the COVID-19 pandemic, and some states in the U.S. moved quickly to use it as a frontline defense. However, the federal government actively pushed against the use of those treatments in favor of the vaccine.
The Biden administration, which revoked, outright revoked authorization for two very popular monoclonal antibody treatments that the state of Florida really pioneered over the summer. We have had people use it, and we've had good results. People have a right to access these treatments, and to revoke it on this basis is just fundamentally wrong.
If the CEO of one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies realized back in 2020 that antibody treatments are necessary for the immunocompromised, why would governments around the world force vaccine mandates when millions of people are at risk if they got it?
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated, for themselves, their families, and the hospitals they'll soon overwhelm. But
never happened.
Good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death.
Just the opposite is true.
Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you.
They're that sick, people. And don't think for one moment that they got their said shots because they didn't get no shot, just for the record. Okay. Wanted to highlight this. I got 6 minutes left with you, and it's important I hit the main topic. Most people in the U.S. want masks for travelers, according to the Associated Press. Folks, I'm here to tell you, these people have no shame. Okay? They have no shame. You heard through audio, speaking to those that are listening to me in 156 cities, those that are listening to me in 53 countries, you heard the response. For those that are on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, it's interesting what we've seen. The people ripped their masks off their face. But here again, this is what the mainstream media does. Whatever they're telling you, look the other direction because it's true. As to when you look the other direction, what they're telling you, the opposite is true. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. The opposite is true. I'm curious to know who they polled. I mean, where did they take this poll? They must have got together with all these fascists that are the heads of these CEOs and these corporations, these CEOs that are heads of these corporations, and must have asked them, you know what, you've been told what to say now. Now it's your turn to say it. Oh, and folks, don't think for one moment that's not how and why they're all going along with this. You better know that these corporations, these CEOs of these corporations, I can say it either way, friends, they're told what to do. You better know that they are extorted men. I guarantee it. They've been given tax breaks, tax benefits. They're extorted. If they don't do what they're told, they'll be ousted. The list goes on. That's why they pick a guy like Jeff Bezos, who is as corrupt from the top of his head like a Joe Biden, and going to government and corporation heads, because they're compromised. They're told what to do, and if they don't go along with it, they're in trouble. But here, going back, that's probably who they pulled. According to the AP, listen to this carefully. I've never met, honest to God, literally, before God, I have never met a person that said they wanted to wear a mask that the manufacturer said didn't work. Never. Okay? More than half in U.S. support mask mandate on planes and public transit. They want you to believe it. They want you to believe it. People traveling on airplanes, trains, and public transit, 56%. Are in favor of you wearing a mask. Baloney. Notice how they always got to divide the people. Workers who interact with the public, such as at restaurants, 49% favor mask mandates. Oh, by the way, I'll give you one more in favor of, and then I'm going to go to those that oppose, okay? People attending crowded public events, 49% of them favor mask wearing. It's all propaganda. It's all a lie, okay? Now, let's go to those that oppose. The first one, 56% in favor, said they. 24% oppose mask mandates. Really? Workers who interact with the public, such as restaurants, 49% in favor. 27% oppose. Baloney. Baloney. People are more angry about them than anything else. Now, I'm not saying that there's not one or two out of every 10,000 people that go along with the narrative, because you're going to get those useful idiots. There's no doubt about it. But the fact of the matter is, to suggest that this many people oppose mask mandates, an eyewitness of the airplanes that are filled with people that said they had to wear masks in response after they were told that they didn't have to wear them. I didn't see on one of those videos where not every person on those planes were clapping and celebrating. So where is the AP getting their information from? I can tell you. From the thin air. Just like they get 90% of what they promote out of thin air. This is all pure propaganda. It's not true. This is how the main, this is why they have no credibility whatsoever. And this is one more nail in the coffin, because folks, these people have no shame whatsoever. I want to end the show with this. Richard M. Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, said this. He said, "We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with." That we choose to deal with. Isn't it embarrassing, just a thought, when you look at the conservatives and the professed Christians of the day, how they sit there and they take the propagandists, they take their news, and then what do? They disseminate. They broadcast it. They promulgate it. They distribute that information out there according to their reprobate minds. And these are the people that think that they're the good guys. That's scary stuff. And guess what? They'll report that the Associated Press said that the majority of the people want to their masks back on. Again, friends, the truth of the matter is, nobody wants a mask on in their right mind, right? We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. William Casey, CIA. Love you by what we do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.